The day before Thanksgiving is usually the busiest travel day of the year, and even in the middle of a global pandemic, this year looks like to be no exception. Since the weekend, millions of Americans have been flocking to airports, even as health experts have been urging people to stay home. Let's talk about all of this with Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, who's standing by at the Harrisburg International Airport in Pennsylvania. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Tanya.
What's it like there today?
Well, if I go by what I see and also the data, the story is very much that, yes, this is one of the busiest travel days, if not the busiest day, at least since March when everything changed, but it's far less busy than usual. The airport here tells me there'd normally be 5,000 people coming through, sort of this medium-sized airport on the day before Thanksgiving. Today they're looking for less than half that, perhaps 2,200 people.
Yeah, even with 2,200 people, put those numbers in perspective for us. What does that tell you about how people are responding to warnings about travel?
Well, that corroborates what's going on nationally also. If you look at those TSA throughput numbers, any evidence you can see, people are traveling in greater numbers than they were at most other points during the pandemic, but in far fewer numbers than usual. It's kind of a mixed message, right? You've got the CDC and a lot of state health officials saying don't travel, but airlines are flying, and it's sort of leaving it to people to make their own decisions about sort of the need versus the want, right? What truly is discretionary and what's not. Tough choices these days.
Right. So with the numbers that you're telling us, that means that many of these flights are more full than they were just over the last few months. And if that's the case, what are airlines doing to keep people safe? I know that many had the middle seats empty. Is that still the case?
As of today, Delta and Southwest, among the largest U.S. airlines, still blocking middle seats. But Southwest is going to stop doing that December 1st. That'll leave only Delta, which has said that it's going to do so into March. Now, there's debate about how much that matters because, of course, the middle seat, 18 inches wide, that's not true social distancing. And so, you know, how do you weigh a nonstop flight on an airline that's packing its planes versus blocked middle seats on Delta if you have to connect and go through another airport? You know, tricky questions, but Delta is, in fact, doing that and will soon be alone among the largest airlines in doing that.
Yeah, really quickly, I know that many airlines have modified their policies to allow people to cancel their flights at the last minute. How is that playing out?
People are taking advantage of that. United said recently that with the new surge, people were, in fact, backing out of some of their Thanksgiving plans. So based on that, based on what AAA has been telling us about people on the road, clearly fewer people traveling today than looked like might be the case as of about a month ago. But still, plenty of people are indeed going to visit friends and family for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, less than a minute with you, but are the airlines counting on this holiday travel rush to kind of make up for some of those losses? Will the holiday rush be able to do that?
Yeah, in good times, airlines kind of run up the score at these big moments, right, during holidays, during special events. And this year is no exception. It's just all on a very different scale, Tanya, right? So it's not about making a lot of money today and making less money other times. It's about not losing too much money today versus losing a lot more money at other times.
Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, as always, thank you and happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Tanya. Stay safe.